This is an announcement from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. The Commission is now accepting applications for interested parties to be granted standing at the inquiry. More will follow in a moment about what standing is and what the process for applying involves, but to avoid confusion, the Commission wants to make it clear that this application for standing does not apply to family members or survivors of violence who want to testify as a witness. If you're a family member or survivor of violence and you want to share your experiences with or testify before the National Inquiry, you do not require standing. You'll be a witness. Therefore, you do not need to apply for standing. If you wish to share your story with the inquiry, all you need to do is contact the inquiry by letter or email. Email the inquiry at profile@mmiwg-ffada.ca. Mail your request to P.O. Box 500, Station A, Vancouver, B.C., V6C2N3. You can reach the inquiry through the website at www.mmiwg-ffada.ca and click on Contact Us. Applying for standing means applying for certain rights beyond the right to testify. The commissioners may grant parties rights that can include the following: the right to make a statement at the closing of the hearings. This statement might include broad recommendations to commissioners or draw attention to wider issues and is not usually related to one person's specific story. The right to request that the commission's lawyers show specific evidence. The right to cross-examine. This means to ask more questions to witnesses at the institutional and organizations or expert witness hearings. And the right to access specific documents sometimes in advance. Institutions, organizations, and individuals who want to apply for standing have to demonstrate the following: that they have an interest in and are affected by the National Inquiry's subject matter. They also have to demonstrate that their interest in and perspective are essential to the work of the inquiry and should be represented separately to the commissioners. Institutions, organizations, or individuals who have common interests may want to apply as a group for standing. The commissioners may do this for you if they believe it will be helpful to the process. It is up to the commissioners to determine who is granted standing and what rights a party with standing will have. Decisions on standing will be provided to applicants in writing from the commissioners. The deadline for applying for standing is April 10th. Please visit the inquiry's website to access the forms to apply for standing. The website once again is www.mmiwg-ffada.ca. Click on the Legal Notices and Documents tab. If you do not have web access and would like the forms mailed to you, please call 604-775-9702. That's 604-775-9702. Individuals or groups will also be given the opportunity at a later date to apply for standing to make written or oral closing submissions. Once again, the inquiry would like to underscore that this application for standing does not apply to family members or survivors of violence who want to testify as a witness. The National Inquiry would like to recognize every single family member and loved one of missing or murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit LGBTQ people in Canada, and wants to express its deepest sympathies for your loss. The commissioners are grateful for every story that you choose to share in the search for truth. This has been an announcement from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. Music courtesy of Lisa Muswagon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.